Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with the Midday Interview. The Kookalorris Film Festival is in Wilmington every November, and that may sound like a long time away, but the Kookalorris staff works all year round to keep films coming in and planning for the festival, but they also have other special events. And the director of Kookalorris, Dan Brawley, is with us today to give us the latest update on what's happening with Kookalorris. So, Dan Brawley, welcome.
Hey, thanks, Jamila. It's great to be here.
Yes. Now, for the folks that are new to town, do tell them what the word Kookalorris means and give them a little background on what the festival's all about.
Kookalorris. It sounds good, right?
It makes
you smile.
Great name.
You can't say it without smiling. A Kookalorris is a piece of film equipment. Legend has it that Beau Webb gave the film festival its name, but it's usually a piece of plywood. It has squiggly little shapes cut out of it, and you put it in front of a light to create a shadow, to create kind of a dappled lighting effect. Yeah,
so great name for a film festival.
Gaffers and those types know what a Kookalorris is, but not many folks do.
Gaffers and best boys and all those wonderful things we see in the film credits. Now, the festival comes up November 13th through 17th here in Wilmington, but it's been going on for several years now.
We're almost 20. This will be at the 19th annual festival this fall. But the first festival was held in 1994, so we're going to have a little 20th birthday party in November this year.
That sounds good. For the Kookalorris Film Festival, at this time of year, there start to be some deadlines for film submittals. So tell us about how somebody would submit a film and when they're due, and what are some of the categories?
You know, it's wide open. We take films from first-time filmmakers who are in fifth grade up to Academy Award-winning filmmakers from all over the world. And so there really are very few boundaries. We like to consider just about anything that you can put on film, or I guess these days change into zeros and ones. But our early deadline was in June. Our regular deadline just was this past week. But we have two more deadlines. We have a late deadline and an extra late deadline. You know, we know what it's like to try to finish a film, and so there are lots of different opportunities. And for people who live in New Hanover County, it's completely free. And so we try in every way that we can to really cultivate film culture in southeastern North Carolina. And so we don't want to create any barriers for young artists or even, you know, man, it costs a lot of money to make a film. And so we recognize that, and we really want to see all the films that are being made locally. So if you've made a film, even if it's like a weekend kind of fun project and you've done it for the love of making movies, send it to us. No entry fee. You can go to our website, kookalorris.org. It takes about 3 minutes to fill out the entry form, and just boom, a couple clicks and you've submitted it.
We're having an interview right now with Dan Brawley of Kookalorris Film Festival. He was just telling us how to submit your film of any kind, be it a documentary, an animated film, a short subject, a feature-length film, anything that you've got going on. And Kookalorris Film Festival has had submissions from all over the world over the past 20 years, which I think is phenomenal.
We get an amazing collection of packages. It's one of the joys of my job is going to the post box, pulling out these things from Australia and New Zealand and anywhere in the world. We get about 1,200 films every year.
Dan, you're kidding.
It's a lot of movies to watch.
Oh, my God.
We all have an extra set of eyeballs in our pocket. but it's so much fun to discover a little gem, a little short film from Indonesia that no one's ever heard of. And you're wading through all these entries, and then all of a sudden that one very special moment happens when you see something magical on the screen. And it's why we do our job. There are about 30 people called programmers who come in and check out films to watch them and score them so that we can pick, you know, about 200 films at the festival.
If you're just joining us, this is Dan Brawley talking about the Kookalorris Film Festival. Now, this time of year, aside from receiving submissions for the festival and finding you're getting your 30 programmers to be screening those films so you don't have to watch them all personally, there are other things going on this time of year. Now, I've heard about Dance-A-Loris, but now there's Surf-A-Loris, which is coming up next week. Tell us about that, Dan.
Well, we've been screening surf films at the festival for over 10 years now. Zach Hanner, a great, great guy, super surf fiend. He's got a great collection of surf films. And, you know, about 10 or 11 years ago, he came up and said, "Hey, man, I've got a couple of surf films. You want to show them at the festival?" And we said, "Yeah, man." You know, surfing is such an icon. You know, it doesn't matter if you surf or you paddle or you just lay out on the beach. Surfing is part of our culture. And in a similar way, the film industry is part of our culture. And so it's a great sort of crossroads for us to kind of have some fun. You know, Surf-A-Loris is tons of fun. The films are great. But we also are highlighting a few nonprofits that do really, really important work in protecting our coastal environment. You know, here we are, I live just blocks from the Cape Fear River, 10 minutes from the beach, depending on how fast you get there, how fast you drive. And so it's such a delicate environment. And so Stop Titan, Cape Fear River Watch, also Indojax, which is a local surfing charity. We are also showcasing some nonprofits that do such important work in the community.
Excellent.
So we're trying to bring those two things together.
Yeah,
for a little summer fun. I mean, that's our job. Our job is to create some fun events, distract people a little bit from the flooding and the daily grind.
I'm telling you. Now, Surf Allures. Surf Allures is next week. It's the 18th through the 20th. Where will it be, and what are the hours for that?
It kicks off on Thursday night at Ocean Grill and Tiki Bar down in Carolina Beach. And then Friday, we move to Wrightsville Beach, screening starting at 10 a.m. at Red Dogs. So if you ever wanted a good reason to show up at Red Dogs in the morning, we're going to give you a chance. We're showing films at Red Dogs all day on Friday. And then Friday night, our sort of showcase film is Nathan Oldfield's The Heart in the Sea. Nathan is an incredible surf filmmaker and philosopher of sorts. The Heart in the Sea just won Best Feature at the San Diego Surf Film Festival. And so we're really excited to be showing that. That'll be outdoors at Jingo's Playhouse. So we'll have a big blow-up screen, and you can bring a lawn chair. Tons of fun. And then Saturday, something this is brand new this year, we're doing an expo at Tidal Creek, the Surf Allures Board and Beach Expo. There'll be 25 or so vendors showcasing all sorts of different clothing and surf gear. There's going to be a demonstration, I think probably the coolest thing of the expo, a live shaper demonstration.
Oh, cool.
So three area board artists will be there, and they'll actually shape a board, you know, while you watch.
I wonder, what are they going to be demonstrating? Are they going to set up waves in the parking lot next to the Tidal Creek Co-op?
No, not quite like that. We'll have a water slide for kids. It should be tons of fun.
Good.
Tidal Creek is such a great partner for us, and they share a lot of the same values that we try to promote in the community.
Now, if you'd like more information about the Kookaloras Film Festival or Surf Allures coming up next week, you can go to kookaloras.org. It's
CUCALORUS. CUCALORUS.
Thank you. That's lovely. Yeah. Now, we have a couple minutes left, Dan. Let's talk about the Kookaloras Camp coming up later this month.
Yes. We have our summer camp, which is called Camp Kookaloras. It's a one-week music video experience. We have a local band, D&D Sluggers, and the kids get to spend some time with the band and hang out with them and become friends. But then the band performs, and they shoot a music video. It's a lot of fun for kids who are shooting a lot of video and playing on their computers a lot. There's a really extensive piece of the week is in editing.
Mm.
And so really kind of diving a little bit deeper into editing and learning some new tricks.
So they're filming the band, but do some of the kids get involved doing acting and dancing and stuff along with
half,
the band?
Half the kids want to be in front of the camera, or maybe a little bit more than half. but there's always a couple that want to, figure out how to use a jib arm and get involved in the nuts and bolts of it. It's a lot of fun. You know, there are serious moments, but for the most part, it's really just a chance to have fun and be creative.
And where is the camp taking place?
Camp takes place at Jingo's Playhouse. We do a little field trip to Screen Gems. I think the last day we might even go to the movie theater and watch a movie. Seems like a good summer thing to do. There are still a few spaces left, not many. So if you check out our website, you can read a little bit more about that.
When is the Kookaloras Camp?
July 29th through August the 2nd, just about 2 weeks away.
And where is Jingo's Playhouse?
Jingo's Playhouse that is our home base. It's kind of our little treehouse. It's on 9th and Princess, so it's kind of behind the fire station that faces Market Street, next to the old Coca-Cola factory.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dan Brawley, give us the website one more time.
Kookaloras.org. And if you want to get tickets for Surf Allures, they go on sale this afternoon. And our big, big sort of special guest at Surf Allures this year is a legendary surf photographer named Jeff Devine. Over 40 years in the industry, his body of work may be the most impressive surf collection of any kind at all. And so Saturday night, Jeff Devine.
Excellent. Dan Brawley with Kookaloras Film Festival with all their summer happenings and looking forward to the November festival. Thanks, Dan.
Oh, thanks for having me.
This is WHQR.